and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Guy is consistent. It is the 13th day of the 8th month of 2025. 225 in 140 left on the calendar. 16 days until Labor Day weekend. 22 days, by the way, until the NFL season kicks off. Fall falls in 43 days and 79 until Halloween. Today is International Left-Handers Day. Round of applause, but only left-handed. In a world not designed for you, bless you. It's National Prosecco Day. Think that's a wine? Certainly, we are not equipped on this show. The expert on that field is
Heather Lee.
Not currently here today. And it is National Filet Mignon Day. Which, if I ever do order it, I will say it like that. On this date in history, 1889, it was the first ever coin-operated telephone. It's pretty early in the game there. They already figured a way to monetize it. See, payphones, kids.
Bruh.
On this date in 1907, the first ever U.S. taxi cabs hit the street. And probably on this date tomorrow, then they hit each other. On this date in 1935, the first ever, speaking of hitting each other with wheels, the first ever roller derby match was held in Chicago in 1935. On this date in 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts were awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Richard Nixon at the time. Of course, we just lost Tim Lovell this past weekend at the age of 97 from the Apollo 13, man. 1982, speaking of, Fast Times at Ridgemont High came out in theaters. On this date also, 1997, gracing our screens and still arguably, whether you like it or not, going strong, South Park airs for the first time on this date on Comedy Central, 1997. 2006, kids, it was in the Twilight movies that Edward and Bella got married.
Bruh.
Lasted forever, too. And on this date, you may remember, it was on this date in 2011, the main stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair during a huge wind gust. That was when Sugarland was just about to take the stage. Goodness gracious. That's a weird thing. Happy birthday on a Wednesday. He is, we'll play some Andy Griggs coming up. Good dude, too. Great voice. 52 today. Otherwise, fairly light on the birthday front, so you are in the running at the very, very least to be in the top five most famous birthdays today. That's right, you. And it could be even famouser if you want to give us a shout to shout you out. Bucky Barnes in Captain America, the first with a Winter Soldier. Sebastian Stan is 43. Decent chance. I mean, he's in a Marvel movie and stuff, but you could probably be more famous. Sam Champion, that's a good 64 today. Weatherman, Weather Channel. I think he's retiring, too. Danny Bonaducci is 66, and that's it. So, you and Andy Griggs, happy birthday today.
It's the show that, if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.